Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, you're not watching AI avatars. We are really here to talk about English.
And we are talking about AI, aren't we?
Yes, we're talking about a new way that AI is changing. We started this yesterday talking about agentic AI. That word agentic comes from the word agent.
Right. This kind of AI is a little bit different than the types of AI systems we've seen in the past. Agentic AI can take complex problems and break them down into simple steps. It also works a little bit different. More like an agent rather than an assistant.
Right, it's able to take initiative and do things without you guiding it each step of the way. We have more to say about this interesting technology in our lesson today, which is called The Rise of Agentic AI. Let's jump right into it.
The Rise of Agentic AI. Where will we see it? Everywhere. Agentic AI already makes factory work more efficient by managing inventory and navigating equipment. Hospitals use it to assist with scheduling, patient tracking, and routine management tasks. In offices and customer service centers, AI agents schedule meetings, deal with customer questions, and manage logistics efficiently. They are also capable of helping financial institutions track markets, run analyses, and complete trades within human set limits.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 institution 这个名词是指机构或是学院。来看例句。Harvard is a well-known institution with a long history of academic excellence. 哈佛是一所历史悠久、学术卓越的知名学府。它的动词是 institute, 意思是制定或是设立。譬如The school instituted a dress code to create a more professional environment. 该校实行服装规范以营造更专业的环境。形容词是 institutional, 意思是制度上的或是机构的。譬如 The museum received institutional support from several universities. 该博物馆获得多所大学的制度性支持。
Talked about some of the benefits of agentic AI already, but where exactly will we see this technology changing things? Let's talk about that.
That's right. That's the question we are answering in this first paragraph today, friends. Where will we see it? There's a very simple answer here. Everywhere.
Okay, everywhere, all over the place. Agentic AI makes factory work more efficient by managing inventory and navigating equipment.
Okay, so we're going to take a look at a few different fields where agentic AI is being used. The first one we see here is factory work. We see a few terms we should take a look at, friends. The first one is managing.
Okay, to manage something. That's to control or organize something or sometimes someone.
Let's use that in a sentence. Laura is managing a team of designers at her company.
Okay, what are we managing? We're managing inventory. That's a list of all the goods or items a business has.
Here's an example of how you could use inventory in a sentence. The store checked its inventory before ordering more supplies.
Yeah, actually, I guess it wouldn't always be a list of things. it actually is just the set of all of those things.
Hey, that's a really good point. Okay, so we read on here, hospitals use it to assist with scheduling, patient tracking, and routine management tasks. So it seems like in the medical world is another place we can see agentic AI.
Right. It's not doing operations or surgeries, but all of the other management kinds of tasks. It assists people. Let's talk about that phrase, assist with.
This means to help someone do something. For example, Peter asked if he could assist with the setup for the event.
Okay, let's talk about another place where we might see this technology. In offices and customer service centers, AI agents schedule meetings, deal with customer questions, and manage logistics efficiently.
I love that word, logistics, friends. It's one that you should know. This is the careful planning and organization of moving or supplying things.
All right. For example, the team handled the logistics of the music festival perfectly.
Okay, so here we see that AI agents are helping with logistics. They are also capable of helping financial institutions track markets, run analyses, and complete trades with human set limits.
Within human set limits. That's right. And this is one of the places where I think we'll see a lot of agentic AI. In finance, where people do a lot of trades. That specifically means the buying and selling of stocks, or sometimes goods or other financial items.
Exactly. Someone might work for a bank where they complete trades for clients on the stock market.
Exactly. In order to make the right trades, it takes a lot of analysis and data, much more than people can really keep track of. Agentic AI could help.
Definitely. All right, in this section, we've taken a look at all of the different places, or at least some of the different places, where agentic AI will help. In the next section, we're going to talk more about this, but right now, let's get into our next reading right now.
The rise of agentic AI. How to make it work for you. Generally, agentic AI will help you operate faster, reduce errors, make better decisions, and focus on more strategic work. If you are a student, it might help you to organize research, summarize readings, or plan assignments. If you are already working, it could take care of your schedule, send you reminders, or simplify routine tasks. It will also be useful for personal things, such as online shopping, errands, and keeping track of personal projects.
He was tired after a productive morning of completing errands. 他忙完一早上的差事后感到疲惫不堪。一个实用的片语是 run an errand, 是指办差事或是跑腿。譬如 Heather needs to run an errand at the bank before heading home. Heather 回家前需要去银行办点事。另外 errand boy 是指跑腿小弟。譬如As a teenager, he worked as an errand boy for a small newspaper in hopes that he'd someday work there as a journalist. 他青少年时在一家小报社当跑腿小弟，希望有一天能在那里当一名记者。
What about you, friends? You might not work at a big bank or in factory logistics.How exactly can agentic AI affect your work and your life?
Let's talk about how to make it work for you. Generally, agentic AI will help you operate faster, reduce errors, make better decisions, and focus on more strategic work.
Okay, generally it does this. That means usually or in most cases.
Let's use that word generally in a sentence. People generally feel happier when they get enough sleep. I know that's true for me.
Absolutely, I agree. We have another word in there, and that is that agentic AI helps you focus on strategic work. That's work where you're carefully planning things. You're not just doing the same thing over and over again without even thinking.
Yeah, exactly. The company made a strategic decision to open new stores overseas. Usually with strategic thinking, it takes a bit of creativity and some critical thinking that maybe AI couldn't really help you do.
And so a lot of people are saying with the rise of AI, it will help people focus on this kind of work. If you are a student, it might help you to organize research, summarize readings, or plan assignments.
That sounds pretty useful. If you are already working, it could take care of your schedule, send you reminders, or simplify routine tasks. Reminders is a good word for us to take a look at from this sentence, friends. Reminders are notes or messages that help you remember to do something.
Here is that in a sentence. Emma set reminders on her phone to drink water during the day.
Usually, if I need to set a reminder, I'll do it with a handwritten note. I found that writing things down physically helps me remember better.
That's a good point. Yeah, sometimes I'll set them on my phone, but for some reason I just won't see that reminder.
Yeah.
And it's not that helpful.
Exactly. That happens to me too. All right, well, let's keep reading here, friends. It will also be useful for personal things such as online shopping, errands, and keeping track of personal projects.
All right, let's keep track of one of those terms. Let's talk about keeping track of something.
This is paying attention to or recording something so that you don't lose it.
For example, Jason is keeping track of his expenses in a notebook. So keeping track of something is writing down so you remember what has happened.
Right, or we could talk about something like an AirTag. We had an article about them in the past. AirTags help you keep track of things you don't want to lose.
So you know where they are. So we see that agentic AI isn't just for these giant corporations. It can help you with simple everyday tasks as well.
This is making me think of if there's anything in my life agentic AI could help me out with.
I'm sure there are a lot of things. Of course, life gets busy. There are a lot of things to keep track of. It will be nice to see if it can do that. I've tried to do similar things with regular LLMs. The problem is it has a limited amount of memory. So I'll talk about something one day, but a week later, it doesn't remember.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. All right, friends, well, we have more to learn in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A good deal. A man once tried to fix his leaky sink with tape, glue, and positive thinking. It didn't work. His solution? He said, "I'll deal with it tomorrow." That was 3 months ago. Let's start with the phrase, deal with. It means to handle or manage a problem, situation, or person. I have to deal with a mountain of homework. She knows how to deal with difficult customers. Sometimes it sounds dramatic, especially when you say, "I just can't deal right now." Translation, he lost his Wi-Fi connection. Now let's check out other ways we use deal. A big deal means something important. Graduating is a big deal. Or sarcastically, "You made toast. Wow, big deal." A good deal means a bargain. "These shoes were 80% off. Great deal." To make a deal means to agree on something, usually after a negotiation. The two companies made a deal. So whether you're solving problems,
hunting for bargains, or avoiding plumbing disasters. Deal with it, or don't. Just don't blame the sink. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The rise of agentic AI. What should we watch for? Greater independence brings greater responsibility. If these systems are not carefully designed to follow human values, they could act in unexpected or harmful ways. Clear rules, oversight, and ethical design are essential to ensure safe use. Used wisely, agentic AI could become one of the most valuable technologies in history. The question is not whether it will grow, but how people and society will choose to guide its development.
Oversight 这个名词意思是监督或是疏忽。譬如 ,without proper oversight, small problems can quickly grow into big ones. 若缺乏适当的监督，小问题很快就会变成大问题。它的动词形式是 oversee, 是指监督、管理。譬如 ,Sam was promoted to oversee a team of international engineers. Sam 被晋升为国际工程师团队的负责人。名词 overseer 则是指监工或是监督者。譬如 ,The overseer ensured that all workers followed the rules. 这位监工确保所有的工人都遵守规定。And that concludes today's Language Lab. Thanks and see you next time.
New and powerful technology often brings a lot of excitement and opportunity. But of course, there are always risks and things to watch out for. Let's talk about that with agentic AI.
Okay, what should we watch out for? Well, greater independence brings greater responsibility. When we use independence here, friends, we're talking about the ability to do things on your own without help.
And we've already learned that agentic AI has a certain amount of independence. Let's use that in another sentence. Moving out of her parents' house gave Rachel a sense of independence.
Okay, so agentic AI has more independence than traditional AI. If these systems are not carefully designed to follow human values, they could act in unexpected or harmful ways. What do we mean when we say human values?
Okay, human values are the beliefs and principles that guide how people act, how they treat each other. It's what we truly believe in.
That's right. Respect and honesty, for example, are important human values. AI systems aren't people, so they don't have human values.
For us as people, we want to continue to live long, healthy lives. But for a computer program, that doesn't matter as much. Unless we tell it that that matters.
I think that that is the key term here. We see that word designed. When people are designing these agentic AI systems, they need to make sure that they are going to follow human values, or something bad could happen.
Something bad could happen. They could act in unexpected or harmful ways. If something is unexpected, it's not planned, or it's not what you thought would happen.
Let's use that word unexpected in a sentence. The sudden rain was an unexpected surprise during the picnic.
All right, let's continue. Clear rules, oversight, and ethical design are essential to ensure safe use.
Okay, so we have a list of things here that really need to be taken into consideration when people are designing these programs. One of these terms in the list is ethical. If something is ethical, it means that it is following what is morally right or fair.
For example, the company promised to make ethical choices, when producing clothes at their factories.
So for example, when you used that example, we were talking about ethical processes when making clothes. So an unethical process would, for example, mean that those people aren't being paid a fair wage.
Or the conditions in the factory where they work aren't very safe. It's bad for their health.
Exactly. Okay, so we see here that clear rules, oversight, and ethical design are essential to ensure safe use of agentic AI. Used wisely, agentic AI could become one of the most valuable technologies in history. The question is not whether it will grow, but how people and society will choose to guide its development.
You know, questions like this around how independent robots will act and what kinds of morals or ethics they'll have been around for a long period of time. There's a famous science fiction author named Isaac Asimov who designed some specific rules around robots that have kind of guided this conversation for decades now.
Do those rules have to do with those three things we saw here? Clear rules, oversight, and ethical design?
Well, not exactly. They're all about those ethics or morals as to what those robots can do and what they should care about, that they should not hurt other people and they should try and help people when they are commanded.
That's a really interesting thought. If you're interested in learning more about that, friends, go ahead and take a look at that yourself. Maybe you can search online for it. We are not done talking about agentic AI, friends. We'll be right back after we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip要来介绍分词构句。 分词构句的功能是简化句子。 当两个子句的主词相同的时候， 为了不重复就可以省略其中表示时间、条件、原因那句的主词连接词， 并将动词改为现在分词或过去分词的形态。 现在分词表示主动， 也就是被省略的主词是主动执行动作。 例如， Using technology, we can work more efficiently. 借助科技，我们能够更有效率地完成工作。如果是过去分词，则表示被动。例如， Given the situation, we had to leave early. 由于情况所迫，我们不得不提早离开。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of our lesson, which means it's time for a talk about it question. What would you use agentic AI for?
Okay, what would I use agentic AI for? I think the question then is, what are the problems or things you're having difficulty with? I think organizing my schedule or organizing my finances would be two ways I would love to use it.
You know, yesterday you mentioned that you have used AI for recipes before, and I was thinking that every week I make a meal plan, and it varies from week to week, but I wonder if there's a pattern that I haven't found before into what meals I have every few weeks. I bet agentic AI could help me discover those patterns and make a longer-term meal plan for my family.
Yeah, if it can keep track of not only the ingredients you have on hand, but the things that are available in your area, you could plan that out quite well.
Definitely. What would you use agentic AI for, friends? Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.